This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. President Trump used the National Day of Prayer to sign an executive order on religious freedom. The order begins to address a campaign promise to protect the actions and conscience of believers. This order may explain why Justice Department attorneys last week sought an extension in lower courts for the Little Sisters of the Poor case. The sisters and other Catholic and evangelical Christians were joined by members of Jewish and Sikh communities at the Rose Garden signing. Many media reports on the order display ignorance of religious liberty issues. The health care overhaul that includes defunding Planned Parenthood passed the U.S. House. Perhaps as important, the bill closes subsidies for abortion, which for pro-life legislators created a conflict with the Helms Amendment banning federal funds for abortion. Democrats voted in consensus against the bill. This is Life News Radio. It is not enough to hope that abortion-minded women should choose adoption. We must encourage the thinking of adoption as a loving, holy sacrifice. We can help encourage mothers in crisis pregnancies to not fear, but to consider adoption as part of God's plan for a child and help them consider what God wants for their child. For more information and encouragement, visit holyfamilyadoption.org. holyfamilyadoption.org. A Florida Planned Parenthood has closed after a botched abortion, saying they no longer have an abortion doctor. Pro-life advocates are troubled that the abortion clinic where the women are being referred is owned by Stephen Chase Brigham, who has lost his medical license in every state in which he has practiced. Brigham has been told three times by one state not to own any abortion business. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.